Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. Or, well, you know, at least it normally is. Last show of, other material before War Chamber Part 2 drops at the time of this recording in 2 days. By the time it actually drops, it'll be tomorrow, Saturday, 4:20, ladies and gentlemen. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. But War Chamber Part 2 going to happen, headlined by The Calling taking on Raven's Response in the namesake battle. Two rings surrounded by a cage. Last team standing via pinfall, submission, or TKO for all the marbles. But there's really no news coming out of that. That card has been driven into the ground ad nauseum. So let's talk about, let's talk about Azteca Lucha. That is coming up May 11th at Cicero Stadium in Cicero, Illinois, aka Chicago, according to all the branding. Two matches have been announced this past week, the first of which is a family drama, we'll call it, or a deep-seated family rivalry as Atlantis Jr. battles Ultimo Guerrero. Atlantis is being represented by Promociones Dorado, Guerrero being represented by Cesar Duran. These two, we'll call it families, but at least the Atlantis family has history with Ultimo Guerrero, because evidently Atlantis, the originator, took Ultimo Guerrero's mask back in 2014. So it looks like Guerrero is looking to get revenge, at least on the family line, at Ultimate Lucha. Ultimate Lucha? Azteca Lucha? It'd be cool if it was an Ultimate Lucha match. Haven't seen one of those since Lucha Underground. But nope, I'm just making things up just for clicks. So consider that your clickbait moment for all this. In the meanwhile, in hopefully actual news and not just clickbait, the other match that's been announced is Promociones Dorado representing Star Jr. and Fuego, the cowboy hat stays on, ladies and gentlemen, takes on Averno and Magnus, represented by Azteca, or Cesar Duran, however you want to phrase it. So we got tag team battle on that front. This one's just going to be a straight-up exhibition match, unlike the previous matchup, as announced, had some family history to it. This one is just for the marbles, ladies and gentlemen, because once again, whoever wins the bet between Cesar Duran and Selena De La Renta gets the key to Lucha Libre that they've not actually explained what that was yet. But it's a key, and that is the important thing. So these two matches go along with the previously announced middleweight championship title fight as Místico defends against Barbaro Cavernario in what should be a very good match to be had. In addition to these three matches, we have a list of individuals who have not been named for matches yet, including Atlantis Sr., Viano 3 Jr., Virus, El Felino, Guerrero Maya Jr., and Okamura. Though I'm going to say, at least the rumor mill, maybe they won't compete as Azteca Lucha, but maybe it'll be a separate part of the tapings. But both Matt Riddle and Satoshi Kojima, the heavyweight champion, are being advertised. And of course, recently, our fast food breakfast sandwich friend had been challenged by Sammy Callahan. So I'm assuming that's coming up at these tapings too, but it won't be at the proper Azteca Lucha event. Anywho, we're going to move on. Let's move on, because that's about it for MLW's news this here week. They've been just promoting who all's going to appear for Azteca Lucha and putting over War Chamber. There we go. Skipped my mind, because that's how we're rolling, ladies and gentlemen. So that's kind of all we got here at the moment. So we're bringing back the indie spotlight. One more week anyway. Probably not, because we're just going to do the every other week thing, and who knows. Anyway, though, that's a whole nother complaint right there. Maybe we'll talk about it at the end. In the meanwhile, so once again, independent wrestling obviously is the lifeblood of professional wrestling. And, the stars that come up through these independents will be, you know, our stars of tomorrow, our rookies of today, stars of tomorrow, all that jazz. But more importantly, there's just a lot of wrestling to be had out in the world that isn't AEW or the WWE. Obviously, I have focused on MLW, but, you know, I like to put out content every week, and, you know, everyone and their mother does an AEW, WWE podcast, so I might as well give the spotlight to the little guys. This week, we are taking a look at Rise Wrestling out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They do a show every Thursday night called Thursday Throwdown. We are going to catch ourselves episode 13 headlined. And by headlined, I mean this is the sole match on this particular card. By an NWA championship match as the essential character, number 3, battles White Trash Ron Mathis. But before we get to that match, of course, we got ourselves like a little like voiceover and eerie text popping up on the screen talking about, you know, this person, this voice has always been there watching you, always been with you. You know, you might be afraid of them. But, you know, that's to be expected when you face the unknown. However, it's time to reveal themselves, and it's a dude. It's a dude named Christian Noir, and he is going after the Rise Championship, the Rise Grand Championship from Cowboy Paul. Evidently, they have history in the past, and Noir was the one who took Paul out, and he is going to do that once again. Following this, we get our Rise Wrestling logo and Cowpoke Ball with his championship belt. And he is pretty obviously like almost like either like reading the back of his eyelids for the notes or reading some cue cards here. But the dude is ready to put over his match with Christian Noir for the Grand Championship. He is not afraid of that individual Noir and him and all the little cowpokes and cowpokettes. That what we're doing? Are going to ride down to the ring and get their hand raised in victory for this. Yeehaw. As I said, one match card here, so we got our promos out of the way. We are just going to go to the match, but, like, first, you know, like, so we can talk about that uninterrupted, let's take a pause. Let's go get ourselves an energy drink. It's been about 7.5 minutes or so. I don't know. I'm drunk already, so let's go get another drink. Stay tuned. These plugs. Get an energy drink. Something like. I'll be back. Un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Ray's Energy for that pickup. Ray's comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like CASS, drink Ray's Energy. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I said one match card, main event, Ron Mathis, White Trash, Pure Trash Ron Mathis is taking on EC3 for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Oh, I'm really hoping this is conducted under NWA rules. Is that still a thing? Because it should be. DQs thrown over the top rope. You really shouldn't be coming off the top rope in general, but they might allow it. Closed fists being illegal as well. Kicking it up old school, or so I hope. And we are definitely kicking it up old school because both guys are subscribing to the Memphis style. Lots of stalling. Mathis is hanging out with his buddies in White Trash Forever. They come out to Helena, so props to that, though. I will never poo-poo someone who comes out to Helena. And I've dropped off of paying attention to Ron Mathis because he doesn't run in the same circles of my wrestling watching much anymore, but I've watched him like a decade ago, so I'm familiar with what he can do. Like, the dude can go, but best known for his hardcore deathmatch work. But right now they're both rocking some Memphis, stalling with the crowd, getting the crowd going. EC3 is the overman because he is over, man, and Mathis has got his White Trash crowd hanging out with him as well. Commentary is really putting over the lineage of the NWA while everyone's stalling. They also put over, like, Ron Mathis is not a, you know, a sane, rational individual, and so they're, like, terrified of, like, what he would do with the NWA Championship. Meanwhile, I'm thinking to myself, like, could a Ron Mathis reign be any worse than Tyrus's? I mean, really, like, this is almost not a rhetorical question, because let's be realistic about this. Part of the language has come up here, but I really like using this analogy. Tyrus was 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. Like, so I really don't think, like, Mathis is going to be that bad, at least comparatively speaking. You know, and they really put over, like, he would be the enemy of the CW, when we've already established that Father James Mitchell and his cocaine habit is the bane of the CW's existence. So, like, good on you guys for trying. Yeah, you guys really did do a good job of putting over the belt. I am just a salty old man listening to this and realizing that Billy Pumpkins has done just as much to tarnish the legacy of the NWA as anybody else has. But luckily, though, EC3 seems to be trying to right the ship a wee bit, defending the NWA Championship wherever he can. Tonight he's doing that at Rise Wrestling, so I'm going to try to keep those kind of NWA jokes at a minimum, because it really doesn't help anyone, and it makes me look like a jerk. And Lord knows I don't need any more help looking like a jerk, unless I'm talking about the one called Manders. I suppose they'll just give him an NWA title shot, too, so they can really tarnish its legacy. Anywho, they eventually do quit stalling, and we're going to have ourselves a match. EC3 drops Mathis with we'll call it a modified facebuster. It's like, it ties him up and just, like, drops Mathis on his face. Takes over on the wrestle front. EC3 thoroughly out wrestling Mathis, but Mathis gets a cheap shot and allows him to take over for a bit. However, Mathis telegraphs a punch and EC3 takes advantage. Mathis is back body dropped over the top rope, so I guess we're not gonna play by NWA rules on there. No disqualification with that back body drop. Mathis is dropped on his stablemates outside of the ring, where they has fight for a wee bit. Come back in the ring, and one of the White Trash members, Bruce Gray, pulls Mathis out of the way from a charging EC3, allows Mathis to take over for a bit. EC3 gets locked in a neck crank. They're going to really work over his head and neck. Fights out of that, but falls victim to a neck breaker. They're fighting out on the ring apron now. Mathis is clotheslined into the ring by EC3. I thought that was kind of neat. Instead of just dropping somebody on their head on the ring apron, which happened to be the hardest part of the ring, if you haven't been told that. However, inside the ring, Mathis hits an STO, but only gets two off that. EC3 fights out of another neck crank to launch a comeback sequence. Mathis counters a headlock driver into a tornado DDT, though. That puts the champion down for a wee bit. Running elbow to the back of the head. Only gets two count. That is followed up by a crossface by Mathis. EC3, showing his champion spirit, fights out of this and hits a TKO and locks in a submission of his own, like a modified Cobra Clutch, if you will. When the team of White Trash Forever. I always forget the forever part. I just want to call them White Trash because that's how they look. Live in the gimmick, ladies and gentlemen. White Trash Forever interfere, distracting the referee while Bruce Gray gets the title belt. EC3 gets clocked with said title belt, and Mathis is dragged upon the corpse of EC3. But swerve, bro, it is only going to be a two count. Mathis is just livid at this, goes for a roll up, gets his feet up on the rope with that. Referee, however, sees the feet up on the top rope and ends up ejecting White Trash Forever. All like pandemonium breaks out as White Trash is screaming and being escorted to the back. EC3 gets his hands on the championship and clocks Mathis in the head, follows it up with the one percenter, that headlock driver, to successfully defend the championship and still NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the essential character, number 3, EC3. Now he has plenty of time to hit the road, charge $150 for each one of his podcast appearances, etc., etc., etc. But nope, not really, because White Trash Forever is not done with him yet. They charge the ring. It looks to be a 3-on-1 beatdown when PB Smooth, Pretty Boy Smooth himself, comes to the ring, cleans house. Mathis escapes to the Tron area, we'll call it the stage for lack of a better term, as the rest of White Trash Forever is stuck in the ring, dueling choke slams by Smooth and EC3. Smooth grabs the belt, hands it to EC3 so we can get our prerequisite pose down out of the way. And that is how we're going to end our show, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, so, yeah, one match card, as I've said it ad nauseum, for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. It was a fun little match. Obviously, like, I don't think there was any danger, no offense to Ron Mathis, I don't think there was any danger of EC3 actually losing the championship, but he got his shtick in. He showed, like, why he was one of the top heels in Rise Wrestling, so it was a fun little match about that. And yeah, so looks like they got a grand championship match next week, as well as a tag team title match as well. Kind of skipped a week in there just because of time constraints and whatnot. So number 13. But yeah, it was a fun little show. Pennsylvania, once again, like, rocking the wrestling scene with Rise Wrestling. So check them out. They are on YouTube. They are on Twitter. They even have their own website. Can't remember the official title of any of those things. Maybe if I'm, feeling, I don't know, like a normal human being, someone with an attention span, maybe I'll pop those things into the descriptor box. I don't know. I'm still trying to scream things from my hot tub filled with pizza rolls. So warm, so toasty. Anywho, so that was a fun show. We are going to wander off into the sunset, at least temporarily, go catch ourselves a war chamber. So stay tuned for the best ways you can support this here tiny little podcast. And I probably won't put this in the descriptor box either, but head over to We Like Sports with a Z, sports ends with a Z, PC.com, and you'll find my latest article on Major League Wrestling. I'm kind of their MLW beat reporter and lesser extent indie wrestling guy. We talk MLW and kind of what MLW, at least in my humble opinion, what MLW needs to do to kind of take the next step into national relevancy. So check that out. We Like Sports. You can find, if you can't find We Like Sports for whatever reason directly, you can just wander over to my Twitter and or the MLW Confusion Facebook page, and that's over there too. That is for sure in the descriptor because I copy and paste that every week. Indie Spotlight, War Chamber next week. It's going to be a good week, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, I'm Rob Kammer, giving you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling, and I will see you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and is hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network, and you can check them out on the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. Background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, as word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass, that is TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment and etc., please check out the tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. Or if you prefer some more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. That is CassOnova. Whereas for as little as $2, backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn, Alan Schroeder, The False Prophet, Alexander McCarthy, and Left Tendo, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merch at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. Links will be below. For business inquiries such as ads and sponsorships, please email at rzkammerer, that is K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you for listening.